That was a trash can. Troubadour, John Wesley Coleman off Goner Records. The name of that album is Bad Lady Goes to Jail, which incidentally is the name of the song as well. Before that, we had Kurt Vile from Smoke Ring for My Halo. The name of that track was Runners Up. And before that, we had B.A. Johnson from his Thank You for Being a Friend album. And the name of that track was Snow Shovel Blues, which tied in quite nicely to the Cold Alberta Nights Eamon McGrath song, if I do say so myself. We're almost closing up here at the Barn Burner. Stay tuned for Radio Zero. To my friend that called in for Clear the Barn, I could only find samples. So if you want to steer me in the right direction for next show, drop me a line at bobby@bobbyferris.com, and we'll see what I can do. To finish the set, which was a pretty sporadic April Fool's style set, because apparently the joke is on me, because the rip disc that had a portion of my songs did not burn. So it was basically hunt and peck the playlist today for stuff that I liked, and it turned out pretty well, if I do say so myself. We're going to finish off today's sporadic yet eclectic April Fool's set by playing a band that I saw last night at the Railway Club. The Villa 666 could probably be described as Menudo on Crack or the Puerto Rican Ramones. Take your pick. This is from their latest album. The name of the track is Obsesiano. And I will see you next week. Stay tuned for Radio Zero.
Yeah. The Biltmore Cabaret is your home for great live music in Vancouver. Wednesday, April 13th, check out network recording artists The Submarines performing songs from their latest LP, Love Notes, Letter Bombs. Opening up will be Nick Freitas. Doors are at 8 p.m. Tickets at the Biltmore, Zulu, Red Cat, and online at ticketweb.ca. Wednesday, April 20th, come on down for a benefit show for the Devon Clifford Memorial Foundation featuring Transmitters, Chains of Love, Hard Feelings, Mutual Friends, and Vicious Cycles, plus Soul Night DJs Johnny Was and Slim Roy. Tickets are $10 at the door, and the doors open at 8. Saturday, April 23rd, the Biltmore and the Georgia Strait present Dengue Fever, that's them playing now, with guests Capillary Action. This is an early show with doors at 7 p.m. and music beginning at 8:30. Tickets at the Biltmore, Zulu, Red Cat, High Life, and online at ticketweb.ca. Saturday, April 30th, don't miss Tune Yards and their blend of folk ingenuity with the bold pop sensibility of an R&B siren. Buchan Gas will open up this early show. Doors at 7 p.m. and music begins at 8:30. Tickets at the Biltmore, Zulu, Red Cat, and online at ticketweb.ca. Why not go online to biltmorecabaret.com?
Obligated to tell you that you're listening to Radio Zero on CITR Radio in Vancouver. Tyler's not here this week, so we're gonna misbehave a little bit, I think, and play things. We're gonna play whatever we want. Cam Dales is on the way. This is a remix by our friends, the LOL Boys, of Bendin' by Rochelle. There's coffee on the way to the studio. Jason Salama. We'll be right back. I'd like to report that Craig Anderson is here, and he looks healthy.
I won't forget what you did.
Let's have a chat. Sorry about all that racket there. A bad carpenter blames his tools, but my computer's on top of a cardboard box in the corner and I have only one turntable.
We haven't used the turntables here in 6 months.
I can see why.
What are turntables? You gotta turn that down a little bit.
They're those dusty things over there.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's good.
Yeah,
it's good.
That's better. There you go.
How does it sound out there?
It sounds crazy. It sounds like we're living in a virus.
Hey, I already told the people that Tyler weren't here. Tyler weren't here.
He was talking to the LCD sound systems. Men, welcome back. Hey, at MW
thanks.
Barrow.
Thanks.
Hey, tweet at us at NW Barrow. Also, welcome at Craig Anderson. What is your Twitter?
Da Real Craig. D-A-Real.
Yeah.
R-E-E-L. Craig Anderson.
Okay, just film related. Yeah, Da Real.
Craig Anderson. Da Real Kirk Balderson.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I also have Darude. Da Real Darude at Twitter.
Twitter.com/IamDarealDarude.
Yeah.
All right.
April Fools.
It was a joke.
That's not my Twitter. I'm going to start chewing this gum.
What's up to Neil Sutherland in Calgary, Alberta?
Da Real Neil.
Free Jason Solomon. I'm getting t-shirts made this weekend only in double or triple XL.
Okay. I'll do that with you later this afternoon if you want.
Yeah, okay. We can work that out.
Free my husband.
Yeah. Free my gay hubby.
Yeah. Free husband. All right. So what's going on this weekend, Mike?
Tonight, Matt's playing at Celebrities. And I'm going to stay in and enjoy a wine.
Really?
I think so. And then tomorrow...
But hold on a minute. Does that mean that you're going to be skipping
Farley
Jackmaster Funk?
Yeah, probably. That's probably what that means.
That's probably. All right, whatever. Save it up for tomorrow night.
Yes, because I'm going to go DJ at the Waldorf with my friend Cam Dales.
Yeah.
My friend Cam Reed, a.k.a. Babe Rainbow.
Yeah.
And
is Matt going to play?
Yeah. And Matt's going to come. So the expendable use will be there.
All right.
So,
and there's a red wine special at the bar, the Waldorf, on Saturday.
Yeah.
Say Mike Barrow sent me, and you get half price dry red.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Leader of.
Double dry red.
Yeah, they serve them in camelbacks. And you can keep the camelback.
Yeah, yeah, it has a picture of Mike Barrow's chest on it.
Yeah, you have to wear it frontwards wise, like a baby holder.
Yeah.
That's the camel front. That's trademark, copyrighted.
It's called a marsupial.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Camel front.
Yeah. Okay, so what are we doing today as a contest or something fun? We can give away guest lists for tomorrow night.
Give away guest lists for tomorrow night if you want to come and hear some songs played played less poorly than you've heard them played so far today.
Allegedly.
Allegedly. Well, dude, we got to get people to come, so...
It's going to be crazier.
Yeah.
Yeah, it'll certainly be crazier. Yeah. Well, let's have another installment of Craig's thoughts. Should we do that?
Sure.
Another one?
Yeah, let's do that. Well, haven't we had a first installment of Craig's thoughts?
No.
Oh, okay. We'll do the inaugural installment of Craig's thoughts.
Okay.
So what you want to do is tweet at us, twitter.com/radiozeroradio, and you can tweet in and hashtag it Craig's thoughts.
Mm-hmm.
And or maybe ask Craig. No, Craig's thoughts. Craig's thoughts. Anyway, and the funniest question...
We will respond to ones that are hashtagged Ask Craig.
Yeah, if you hashtag it Ask Craig, that's not...
Ask Craig or Ask Craig.
Yeah. But yeah, ask Craig a question or anything. The funniest thing towards Craig's thoughts. We're going to...
Anything. Opinions.
Mm-hmm. Editorial.
You could ask me four things, like, can I have $60 and I will decide.
Yep. That's allowed.
Yep.
And then so the funniest one will win whatever for tomorrow. Guest list. I don't know. We'll give you +3 or something. And also we'll be asking Craig's opinions on the songs that he hears.
Sure.
Yeah.
Oh, Craig can like live blog his thoughts.
No, he's gonna broadcast it.
Yeah. They're like just like.
Oh,
but using
I guess
the radio.
That's like what it's like live blogging on, but you talk into the
yeah,
radio.
Yeah, it's like voice blogging.
Yeah.
What did
yeah.
that used to be called?
I don't know.
Voice blogging.
Yeah, voice the original voice bloggers.
Yeah.
But not vloggers.
No, that's video loggers.
Yeah. Yeah.
Video bloggers.
Yeah.
All right.
Okay.
Hey, what's the weather doing?
I don't know.
It's raining.
Traffic on the ones, man.
Coming up, we got Jose Canseco coming in. Hey, did you hear that Jose Canseco... I'll tell you more about Jose Canseco later. I have a good story about it.
Okay.
Unless I can tell it now. It looks like you're doing something.
Get it right now.
Go for it. Whatever.
Jose Canseco was supposed to be in the boxing match in Vegas. And they paid him a bunch of money to be in this boxing match. And then he has a twin brother, and he tried the bait and switch, and he sent his twin brother to box for him. And
what?
He was busted because his twin brother doesn't have the same tattoos as him.
They didn't think of that.
Nope.
What the hell?
Remember when O.J. Simpson broke into that guy's apartment and stole all that shit back?
What?
Yes.
In
yes.
Vegas?
Yes.
He stole
yes.
all those trophies
yeah, he
back.
He stole a bunch of memorabilia.
Oh, the guy had, like, bought legitimately
yeah.
at an auction?
Yeah. Yeah. And he, like, he straight up, like, kicked the door down with, like, masks on and stole all the shit back.
Wow.
All the things back. Yeah.
You know, these sports guys. Got a lot of
right
moxie.
On. Right on. You're listening to Radio Zero. Sports.
All sports.
Orcs. All Friday.
Yeah, all right. This is the new Chrissy Murderbot that we have in the background. Nice sort of, you know. Sounds good.
Yeah, I wouldn't know. I wasn't given headphones.
Yeah.
What?
Oh, yeah. Craig's... Here, we're going to let Craig listen, so we'll be back in,
I can't believe
a, short,
I that,
in a short moment. So I guess Jason isn't going to jail, but it would be kind of funny to make the shirts anyway. Yeah, it was all a lie.
It's afternoon, jerk off.
Yeah, bro.
Also,
you're the fool.
You gotta tag your questions Craig's thoughts, not Dear Craig.
That's a different. Dear Craig is different.
Dear Craig is a different segment that we do.
It's
on
a more personal
thing.
Yeah.
Fuck.
Something wrong with my cans.
Got your can broken?
Yeah, my headphones are busted.
Yeah, the listener Neil Sutherland pointed out that headphones are called cans.
Oh, I thought the can was the thing you talked into.
No. That's the mic.
Oh, what's
That's the voice. That's the voice blogger. That's the voice blogging modulator.
Oh yeah.
What were we I just hearing? Reed likes it.
Oh, I don't know.
Yep, we don't know. Could be anything.
Sorry, guys. We all right. Don't know.
Okay, now we got to do a recap of all of the Craig's thoughts. So, all right. Here are the questions. Let me get back to the start. All right, here we go. Craig, confess something slobby.
A raccoon pooed on my windowsill 3 days ago.
Uh-huh.
And I haven't cleaned it off, so there's a piece of poo on my windowsill. So I can't open my window to, like, you know when you open your window in the morning to refresh the air in your room?
Yeah, you'll get poo smell.
I can't do it because there's a piece of poo right there. And I'm sick of cleaning them up. I've been cleaning them up for years. Almost every day, raccoon poos on my window. It's disgusting.
I'm goddamn sick of it.
And have you ever busted
what? What happens? Does the raccoon like shimmy his ass up to the window and then like poo down the window?
No, it's not on down? You. No, it's
maybe
just
you have a prankster.
A who's prankster going? Really? The West End like shit bandit?
Yeah, the West End raccoon poo guy.
Sorry, I don't know if I can say the S word.
You can. Yeah, you can. You can say whatever you want.
Oh, tight.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's gross.
Okay, that's good. That's good. Okay. Insincerious wants to know if you could explain the song "This Pussy Be Yankin'" to his mom.
I could. Don't have to explain the song to me first, though.
Oh, I thought you were going to make a Yo Mama joke because it was right there.
Oh.
Or like a, are they still called Yo Mama jokes or just a crack about his mom?
Yeah.
Is that what we call them now that we're grown up?
Just being rude.
No. Yeah.
Being a jerk to someone side.
Otherwise you kind of like.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. So all that's pretty good as an explanation.
Yeah, that sucks.
All right.
All right.
All right. Craig, what new fantasy television series are you most excited about?
Obviously, Game of Thrones in 16 days will be premiering on HBO. There's another one. There's a reason this question was asked, because Starz Network is airing a show called Camelot, which doesn't look as good because the main guy in it looks like WWF superstar Chris Jericho, and maybe Chris Jericho for all I know.
That would be like a big step in the right direction for his career.
Jericho, yeah.
That'd be pretty good.
All right, and the last one is from Instant Series again, and he says, do you think George W. Bush wears an Obama mask while masturbating or sexing his wife?
No.
But good question.
That is a good question. It's a very specific question. It doesn't leave me a lot of room to play around in there.
Wait a minute.
Yes or no.
Wait a minute. We've got a late entry.
Okay.
What's the worst thing you've ever done in a Nickelback video?
Uh-oh.
Attempted.
Attempted.
That's alleged. An alleged attempt. Nothing alleged. Was ever proven in Nickelback court.
Yeah.
I went on a date with a girl in a car, and it was really nice.
That's pretty good. And Buckles is sounding off just saying he'll listen to us until it gets too ravey. Oh, Chad Buckles is gracing us with his radio presence.
It's a good thing you tuned in now because I'm about to leave, you prick.
We're going to get in trouble for this one.
Why? From who?
Yeah, you're right. Nobody oversees anything.
From Tyler?
No.
Oh.
No, Tyler's too busy eating barbecued corn.
We're being a little too edgy probably for...
It is awfully edgy for 3 p.m. radio.
Yeah.
My fault, guys. Sorry, I bring it out in you.
Yeah, I know, man. I get so excited and I'm just trying to impress Craig by using a foul mouth.
We can't even describe the outfit I'm wearing.
Okay, so now we're changing it up. It's now 3 o'clock. Mike has to leave. He's got to go back to his job. I'm going to take over. And we're going to be playing Dear Craig. Now, Craig is not going to respond to these unless he wants to. These are not questions. This is Dear Craig. So you get to say what you want to Craig as if you were writing him a letter.
Just tell me
what. Okay. Oh, you just... All right.
Okay. Dear Craig.
Sense.
Dear Craig. I think that you're really sweet.
Does it have to be about Craig? It'd be like, Dear Craig.
No, it could be anything.
Anything at all.
Yesterday, I sprained my ankle.
Yeah.
And I'll see what I can do about it.
And Craig will see what he can do about responding. That's what we're going to do.
All right.
Are we all okay with that?
I'm sorry I didn't do better for you, everybody out there who's not listening. I'm sorry, Matt. I'm sorry, Cam. And I'm sorry, Chad. And I'm sorry, Tyler, although he's probably not listening.
I think he is. He was manning the Twitter earlier today.
Oh, was he?
Yeah.
Oh, that's good.
Hey, Tyler, is New York that exciting?
Are you having a miserable time like you did last time? Oh, no, that was London.
Oh, yeah. He told me he hated London so much. He was like, I have seriously never been that... I've never been less hungry for more time. He said he hated the food in London so much that he didn't eat anything for like 10 days.
I think a good format for this show would be to play really cool music, but just talk the whole time, too.
Let the music ride?
Yeah, just keep playing cool new music and just have it be the setting for all the crap that, like, because you're perfect for it. Tyler's perfect for it. You're a fantastic guest. You come in and tell all these
crazy
stories.
Wait a minute, what do you mean by
that? I mean, you guys are great at speaking on the radio, and you have good stories that are fun to listen to, and they're funny, and funny things happen spontaneously, and Tyler's usually, like, still awake, so he's kind of dropping all these non-sequiturs, and I think that'd be awesome.
Last week he wasn't still awake. Was it last week or the week before that? Anyway, I went to go pick him up at his house, and I had called and called, but his phone wasn't on. And I went to his house and I rang the doorbell, but he wasn't there. And then, so I was like, oh, he just got on the bus and he's just out at UBC. So I got to UBC and I fired up the radio show. No sign of Tyler. He's nowhere. And I had to do like an extra long show because we were covering for Nardwar. He was at South by Southwest. And I got a text message from Tyler at 3:30, which is normally when the show would end. And the text message read, oh man, I am most definitely not at the radio right now. And do you know where he was? He was in his house. I rang his doorbell a bunch of times and pounded on the door and called him, and it didn't rouse him from his slumber.
Well, he was, you were saying the other day, it's, his text message alerts aren't loud enough.
Yeah, his text message alerts are not loud enough. That's true.
Well, so he can't be blamed for that.
Exactly. Exactly. Anyway, what's this? What's this gun sound?
Hey, Double Dutch.
Hey, Double Dutch.
This is a new Double Dutch one.
Hey,
but I think that's a good idea. I think if you guys don't do it, I'm going to start my own one and invite you guys to it. But it won't be on this. It'll be on some other format. And then that won't work because we'll never
do it.
You're
thinking about making a podcast.
Yeah, yeah. That'll never happen because nobody gets in trouble from the station manager because there's no station managers.
Yeah, exactly.
So there's no obligation to do it.
That's true. Yeah, exactly. Yeah, exactly. It would never get done.
You'd do one.
Yeah, we would do one. You'd do one.
Yeah.
And then you'd invite us to one and we wouldn't come, but nothing would happen.
But the appeal of radio is that it's all live, right?
It's all live right now.
The podcast
live
format unscripted sucks, right? Like, because it's just, it's like, whatever.
Well, it's just, yeah, it's different.
Yeah, it just doesn't work that.
It's all, see, the thing about it right now is that it's all really happening.
I can't tell what's going to happen in 5 seconds.
Yeah.
I can make a prediction.
It's all happening right now. Predict.
I made a pretty good prediction.
What do you think was going to happen?
I thought
we're going to keep talking about what we're doing.
Yeah. You don't have to tell us if you don't want to.
Well, yeah, it's a secret too. Because
that's true.
That's the thing about your mind when it's all live.
You can't. Oh man, Cam. Hey, you've kept your abs quite tight. I've kind of let mine go as I move through my 20s.
And we all just drift through our 20s.
We drift. I'm truly drifting.
As I move through my
20s. Just kidding. So
that's
bad.
What you call your radio show.
That hard.
Moving through my 20s.
Moving through my 20s.
I find that hard to believe. The last time I saw you without a shirt on, I made fun of you mercilessly from being a fucking...
I know.
For being a chiseled god.
I know, because... But then I got fat. Not fat, just like a fat, skinny guy, you know?
A little bit droopy.
It's kind of a... I'd rather look at it like a filled out fat person that's just like than a skinny dude who's just like grossly out of shape. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
there's something worse about that.
A skinny guy with a bunch of fat like strapped onto his body.
Yeah.
It looks like you're made out of wax and you're melting.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. It looks like someone took the fat, like handfuls of fat, and just kind of whipped it at you, and then your skin grew over it, and you just got like, it's all
That's how the top part of my chest looks like that, actually. It's pretty gross.
Jeepers.
And it's getting worse. I gotta. Man, the beach is coming up. There was people in shorts out yesterday. I gotta do something about that.
I gotta get in and get my.
Yeah, back to yoga for me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Back to.
I'm gonna go to kickboxing. You wanna come?
Do I get to kick you?
No. Kickboxing is you get to kick a heavy bag.
Oh.
A heavy bag.
Yeah, the old heavy bag.
Can we glue pictures of Tyler to it? Because then I'll definitely kick the hardest.
Tyler, if you're listening, note that that was Mike Barrow saying that, not me.
Oh, he knows it was me.
Oh, he knows it was you.
He knows that I'm...
High kicks.
Okay.
Have you watched any guys kick the crap out of each other on TV recently?
Joke question. I don't want to know about
that. Yeah, Brock Lesnar. Okay, UFC. 5 minutes of the UFC.
Yeah, no, let's hear that. Yeah, I want to hear what you have to say. 5 minutes in UFC with Mike.
Okay, well, in UFC news this week, Brock Lesnar...
still has that tattoo.
Yeah, he's got that big grenade tattoo, and he was featured
Brock
as
Lesnar.
The coach on the season's
Brock
like
Landers.
8 million of the Ultimate Fighter reality series, which, for all of our UFC fans out there in listener land,
of which there's tons, I imagine,
the Ultimate Fighter still sucks, so don't bother watching it. Yeah. But I like
it's
Brock
a bad Lander. Show.
Anyway, also GSP is going to be fighting coming up at the end of the month. He's defending his welterweight title against UFC newcomer Jake Shields.
Okay.
And preparations are still underway for UFC 131 in Vancouver, where the aforementioned Brock Lesnar will be squaring off against Junior Dos Santos for number one contendership in the heavyweight division.
Oh, God.
All right. I got to go, man. I'm late for work. This sucks.
UBC Lip Dub is coming.
On Saturday, March 26, 2011, over 1,000 university students, high school students, and community members are coming together to rock out and show off their special skills, all while lip-syncing the words to Pink's Raise Your Glass and Mariana's Trench's Celebrity Status. Lip Dub will be filmed at UBC's Vancouver campus from 12 to 7 p.m. on March 26th. To sign up, go to ubclipdub.com and be sure to tell your friends. It's going to be ridiculous.
Why so serious? So raise your glass if you are wrong. In all the right ways, all the underdogs. We will never be anything but loud.
Yeah, I'll be at that for sure. All right, so see you later, Mike.
Bye.
Say goodbye. Say goodbye to say it's something nice.
Thanks.
Come to the mic.
Thank you for having me. It was a pleasure, and I hope to be back sometime soon.
All right, thanks, Mike. You can catch Mike Barrow tomorrow night at the Waldorf
catch
in Hideaway
the
Room with me and Tyler Fedchuk. No, Tyler's not there. Sorry, me, Mike Barrow, Matt Ochar, aka Expendable Youth, and Cam Reed, aka Babe Rainbow. We're gonna have a real weird party, so come check it out. We'll announce the winners for the Dear Craig contest in the next little bit. Adios, Mike.
Bye, guys.
See you later. Okay, so we're going to get back into it. It's just after 3 o'clock. What?
Forgot my coat.
Oh, God. All right, so for everybody that likes the weekend, even though Matt or Mike doesn't like it so much.
I like it.
Okay, no, he does like it. Anyway, we're going to play a tune off of the Bubble World or World of Bubbles mixtape.
Balloons.
World of Balloons. Yeah, there you go. This is Glass Table Girls, and shouts to Susie and the Banshees. All right, see you later, or see you in a bit, or whatever. Okay, we got to try and figure that out. Okay, Craig, you got to do something about that.
Just going to fill a little time here. Cam's just puttering around here.
Tell a story for a second, because I don't know what's going on.
Tell a story? All right.
What the fuck? Mike changed himself.
Bought a new couch this week, for anyone who's interested in talking about that.
Yeah. Tell us.
IKEA, Carl's dad, hell of a rig. Took my first nap on it the other day to the movie High Fidelity, of which I saw almost nothing because the couch is that good, guys. It's a tufted gray woolen upholstery on the couch. Couch or sofa, you call it what you want. I call it a couch. And we're almost ready with our technical hiccup here.
Yeah, no, we're ready. We're ready to go. We're good to go.
Okay.
Do you want to keep going with that story?
Well, it's going so well. I mean,
no, I know it's going very well. It's going smashingly. Okay. Now, we had a little technical hiccup. We're back. This is the weekend on Radio Zero.
Oh, not. Bring the 707 up. Bring the 707 up. Bring the 707 up. Bring the 707 up. 7 2 puffs for the lady who be down for that. Whatever, together. Bring your own stash of the greatest. Trade it. Roll a dub, burn a dub, cough a dub, taste it. Now watch us chase it. With a handful of pills, no chasers. Jaw clenching on some supersized papers. She bad in a headband. Escaping, van is a wonderland. And it's 6:30. Need skies, cause time don't exist. And when the stars shine back to the crib, superstar lines back at the crib. We can test out the tables. Got some brand new tables. All glass and it's 4 feet wide. But it's a must to get us 10 feet high. She give me sex in a handbag. I get her wetter than a wet net. And no closed doors. So I listen to her moans echo. I heard he do drugs now. You heard wrong, I've been on it for a minute. We just never act a fool. That's just how we fucking live it. And when we act a fool, it's probably cause we mixed it. Yeah, I'm always on that okie dokie. Them white boys know the deal, ain't no fucking phony. Big O know the deal, he the one who show me. Watch me fly this fucking beat like he fucking told me. Is that your girl? What's a fucking story? She kinda bad, but she riding like a fucking pony. Lock her down on her man, be her fucking story. Yeah, I'm talking about you, man, get to know me. Ain't no offense, though, I promise you. If you a real man, dude, you gon' side the truth. But I'm a nice dude, with some nice dreams. And we can turn this to a nightmare Elm Street. La 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 la. I'm so gone, so gone. Bring out the glass tables. With the 707 now. La 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 la. I'm so gone, so gone. Bring out the glass tables. The 707 now. La 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 la. So gone, so gone. Bring out the glass tables. Bring out the glass tables. 707 up.
Words will break me from this room. Anytime. take me back to you.
Miss DJ Spooky's Terra Nova, Symphonia Antarctica, Saturday, April 9th at the Chan Center. This large-scale multimedia work is a meditation on global warming, translating DJ Spooky's first-person encounter with the harsh, dynamic landscape of Antarctica into visual and sonic portraits. This performance will also feature Corey Ham on piano, as well as string trio Infinitus. Tickets and more information can be found at chancenter.com. That's DJ Spooky, performing Terra Nova, Symphonia Antarctica, Saturday, April 9th at the Chan Center on UBC campus.
Yeah, okay. So,
hello.
Hey. All right, what did we just hear? That was TV on the Radio. That was the XXXXXchange remix of the track We'll Do. And before that, we heard The Weeknd. And that was Glass Table Girls. Of course, that's the sample from the song Happy House by Susie and the Banshees. We got Craig Anderson. We got Craig Anderson in the mix today doing enrichment.
In the deep end.
In the deep end with Craig Anderson.
This segment is called The Deep End.
What are we in the deep end? I don't know, man. I'm just so excited about this lit dub thing, I can hardly concentrate.
What's that?
That's when they're going to recite that Pink song. They're all going to sing it together.
Oh, right, that, yeah.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, that.
No, that's late. Yeah, that's later on.
Yeah, that's, yeah. Okay. All right.
Oh, God.
We haven't had any good Dear Craigs yet.
I think everyone is just...
Pissed.
Still, no, I think they're still just digesting that really great story I told about my couch earlier.
That was a good trip out to IKEA, man.
Oh, yeah.
I'll tell you, they've changed the frozen yogurt flavor, or the formula. It used to be, like, really yogurty. Kind of tasted almost like frozen sour cream, which was, like, pretty gross. But they've sugared it out, and,
yeah, it was
man,
good.
I was more than impressed.
Some people put sour cream in their ice cream. Is
that
a thing?
Yeah, some people do. Yeah.
It is, okay.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
There wasn't just this one weird family I knew.
No, some people do it.
Good.
Yeah.
What's that like? Have you tried it?
Yeah, it's okay. It's really creamy.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay.
I bought a pack of ice cream bars the other day.
Yeah?
Banana split flavor.
What?
A hell of a pack.
What? Where'd they come from? They're Häagen-Dazs?
Super value. They're President's Choice.
Oh, okay.
So, hell of a brand.
Yeah.
Underrated brand.
Yeah. Really?
I don't know.
Are they underrated?
They'd like to think so.
Their batteries are crappy.
Yeah.
Yeah. I used to try and power my Wiimote with those, and that's no good. You play in Mario for like 4 hours at tops.
Yeah.
Yeah. You're basically poisoning the whole Western Hemisphere using those things.
NiCad.
Yeah, NiCad.
Yeah. Nickel cadmium.
Yeah.
Ions, cathodes, and anodes, everybody, in the deep end.
So much electron flow. We're at a university now, so we can say these kinds of things. This is probably really fun for all the listeners. All right, everybody. So if you're just tuning in, this is Radio Zero, and this is CITR.ca. You can listen to us live, streaming on the internet, or if you have a traditional radio, it's 101.9 FM, Cable 101 FM, Cable 102, FM 102, Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada. Call us up if you want to ask us a question in the Vancouver area, 604. Actually, you know what? I'm never saying in the Vancouver area again because everybody's got Google phone anyway. It's a local call. So it's country code 1, country code 01, area code 604, 822-2487. That's area code 604, UBC, CITR. Call us up, ask us anything, or you can tweet at us, twitter.com/radio0radio. Or you can tweet directly at Craig, I guess. Twitter.com/amillioncraigs. That's all one word. And you can send him a Dear Craig.
Imagine.
Or ask him a Craig's thoughts.
Yeah, nothing. Yep.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. I guess we're going to get back into it. For everybody that was at the Mount Kimby show last night, they performed very well along with Vancouver's very own Babe Rainbow, a.k.a. Cameron Reed. And we also heard the likes of No Gold. They were there. They opened the set. It was a really good show. Totally packed. Interesting people. So if you weren't there,
You missed out. And I bet you think that I'm going to play a Mount Kimby track, don't you? Well, you're wrong. I'm going to play a new and unreleased Babe Rainbow song that he just emailed me. So screw you, Radio Land. Try and find it on the internet. I dare you. This is Babe Rainbow with his treatment of As Yet Untitled. Nah, I know the title, but I'm not going to tell you. Anyway, he's remixing Porcelain Raft. So, yeah. Here we go.
In the deep end.
In the deep end on Radio Hero.
This is Ron McLean of Hockey / Movie Night in Canada. You're listening to CITR 101.9.
Welcome back to the deep end.
Okay, now, what we like to do here on radio... Sorry, first of all, that was Babe Rainbow remixing Porcelain Raft, and that is a really nice song, Cam, so thanks for sending that to me. Okay, so this is going under the category of hashtag padding my Canadian stats, so that the radio, the authorities don't come down on me like they did last year and threaten to pull the show, because we never played any CanCon, we never wrote any play sheets.
Sword of Damocles.
The Sword of Damocles was hanging directly over our heads. So anyway, this
This is coming from a relatively unknown Canadian producer, guy by the name of the Child King, but he goes as Gord Butler, or his real name is Gord Butler. He's from Vancouver, and he did a really awesome electronic treatment of the track Walking in Memphis. And now I know you're thinking, oh, yeah, right, but just have a listen, okay? So here we are. Now, this is the Child King, a.k.a. Gord Butler, and this is... Craig, you want to introduce it?
This is Walking in Memphis.
Put on my...
DJ Mike Q Production.
Okay, we're getting out of here. That's been Radio Zero. It's just past 3:30. Nardwar's coming up. Stick around. He's interviewing the very, very mighty new sensei from Vancouver. Andre and Daniel are going to be in. And I think he'll be talking with White Lung. Yeah, and they'll be taking it with White Lung. So this is a big show for all people in Vancouver. We're listening to DJ Mike Q right now. This is like East Coast Ball House. Go look it up on the internet. Thanks to Craig Anderson for coming in.
Thank you for
thoughts.
Having me.
Who wins the contest?
Whoever asked for the electronic version of Walking in Memphis.
Oh, yeah, okay, that guy wins. All right, we'll get you. You got guest list plus 10 tomorrow night. All right, we got a call coming in.
MySpace.
This has been Radio Zero. Nardwar's coming up. Thanks a lot, everybody.
Yeah. So picture I had this dream, right? That I walked into this office building and a receptionist came downstairs and said, D1, your party is ready upstairs. So I hop off the elevator and I see Jay-Z, 50 Cent, and Lil Wayne sitting at a round table.
All day heavy.
Look, what up Jay, what up Fifth, what up Weezy, I'm D. I appreciate y'all for having this conversation with me. I know that I'm the brokest person in the room, yo. But money don't matter here because I'm rich with ideas.
Oh.
First off, I grew up listening to all of y'all. From the block it's hard to get rich to Blueprint, I bought it all. I paid 20 for the block, it's how that peaches went. And hope I bought volume 2 because I love money ain't a thing. Fifth, you had it locked in high school. You the reason I stopped buying Ja Rule. But I graduated from that train of thought. So that's why I'm here today. Not to fuss, but to talk. Here we go, love. 50, you a marketing genius and you stupid rich. Let's come up with a scheme and get a game of super fix. I seen you slaughter the careers of other men, but they were all brother men. So that's just another win for the other team. Entertainment is what it seems, but black on black hatred is the underlying theme. Paid, powerful, and popular, you got it all. Use that to fight the real enemy and make them fall. Other rappers might not understand, but so what? The game probably got them bending over doing a toe touch. Woo. It's raping them. So Fifth, I know you got a heart. Homie, I don't doubt you. But trust the movement, gon' move on with or without you.
Weezy.
Lil Weezy, flow off the easy. But we don't feel your presence down in a big easy. Shouting out New Orleans at the Grammys, that's cool. But how about donating some cash money to help the schools? Wealth is cool, but not if you a selfish dude.
Get at him, D.
Nah, let's help this dude. Every statement that I yell is true. So take heed to it weed there, this ain't coming from no jealous dude. I know you're smart, son, you went to McMaine. Now everything you say and do got kids trying to be Wayne. Friend or foe, it all depend on how you manage your talents. So what you gonna do? Step up or step down from the challenge? Ho, young Hov, Jigga, H to the Izzo. It's truly an honor for me to meet you, my Nizzo. It's impossible to belittle your impact on the game. You got the hottest chick in the world wearing your wedding ring.
That's right.
You know most of these little rappers is whack. They spitting poison, they hurting the culture, they holding us back. But I'm trying to see how you feel, cause when you speak, people listen. Do you agree with me, disagree, or you feeling different? With all that shooting soul, now you can't afford to be lyrically Talib Kweli. But truthfully, you ain't got a rhyme like common sense. Just be down for the cause and don't ride the fence, you heard? Hey man, hold up, but while I got y'all here right fast, let me look through my notebook. Cause see, I was writing a rap about this same topic. I just ain't know y'all was gonna show up to the meeting today, you know? I know y'all busy, hold up. But you know, let me just, cause I'm still unsigned, so let me at least rap this for y'all. Hey, but my stuff on iTunes though. Alright, here we go. Look. Picture this, we got the blind leading the blind man. How stupid can we get? I just couldn't let it slide this time. Besides, my people need this, and I ain't on a major label, so they can't delete this. Let's go in. Now every rapper need to lose their deals and earn them back. Most of them then let their industry take them and turn them wet. What? I be spitting from the soul, so they feel you, boy. I want your ear and your heart like Amelia. Boy, stop snitching. That's the dumbest thing I ever heard of. That's why nobody spoke up when my dog got murdered. Everybody trying to stay true to the rules. Forget the rules if the rules was devised by fools. Most rappers is puppets, that can't be avoided. Being used for their stupidity, then getting exploited by a man with a different color skin. But homie, we grown men, so that's why I blame us and them. Let's go. Me and you, we're David, the industry's Goliath. I'm here to fight it, and all that trash, I don't buy it. When I was lost, I used to look up to these cats. Now I pray for these cats. How you love that? A young, dumb, desperate, money-hungry rapper. Yeah. First a label sees him, then they go in for the capture. Precisely what they're after, another pawn. Talking about the people you kill, pop, 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 hold on. They also like it when you talk about your drugs. How much you sell them for? 18.5? Oh, that's what's up. I'm trying not to point, but I hope you get the point. These cats ain't running the game, right? I'ma get the point. Fight him, battle him, the media stay instigating. To us it's real beef, to them it's instant ratings. Then when somebody gets shot, it's such a problem. That same media is now saying we should stop the violence. Ancestors of ours are screaming from the grave. Cause physically we free, but we still some mental slaves. Ancestors of ours are screaming from the grave. Cause physically we free, but we still some mental slaves. So what y'all think?
And you're listening to CITR Radio, FM 102, Cable 102, Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada. And it's time right now for the Nardwuar, the Human Serviette Radio Show. You just heard right there, D1 from New Orleans, Louisiana. And he's actually playing tonight at Gossip in Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada. D1 with Weezy, 50 Cent, and Jay-Z. D1 tonight, live in Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada. And right now in the studio, we have some people joining us. And who are you?
New Sensei,
welcome to the Nardwuar Human Serviette Radio Show.
Thanks for having us.
Who's in New Sensei? Please identify yourself.